Welcome back, and thanks so much for joining us this Sunday afternoon. I'm Andrea, along with Orla. So if you have children, then you know all too well that bedtime can be challenging at the best of times. But in today's changing climate, the challenges that kids are facing during this pandemic, bedtime routines need to also adapt to this new normal. So joining us now is sleep expert Tracy Bronstein. Hi, Tracy. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for having me once again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And thank you for coming to many parents' rescues, I'm sure, right now.
Yes.
So we're going to get right into it, because I know that one of the things that you suggest is that we need to upgrade our usual bath and bedtime routines right now. Why do you say that?
Okay, so yeah, this is kind of like my new little mission. Basically, it came about quite organically because I saw it in my own kids. You know, the lack of social interaction and the lack of just social life in general, increased screen time, just hearing all about pandemic and deaths and everything. You know, it just, all of our stress and anxiety is kind of like ramped up. And so I started to change things up a little bit, you know, more with my younger one, who's 9. You know, I just saw that he needed that downtime and that like to calm our minds. And then I started thinking, well, you know, as adults now, we are only now, like in the last maybe what, 5-ish years or so, really starting to be taught to, like, you know, use mindfulness and breath work and meditation. And because we have to be given tools to cope and survive with our living in our modern climate, right? And being, you know, accessible 24/7, and just everything's at a much faster pace, which is why meditation and all these, you know, things are just so important. And so then I thought, well, how amazing would it be to start to, and how important it is to start to instill these tools that we need now as adults to learn to function and thrive and survive in our modern day climate and through a global pandemic. How amazing would it be to instill this into our children at a young age? And then we are then setting them up to be more successful, more thriving adults, you know, with stronger mental health, all of that. So the bedtime routine is the best place to do it. And so that, in a nutshell, is what the light bulb went on in my head. And I went, oh, okay, hold on. We need to upgrade things. The old story bath bed is just not cutting it, and it's time for an upgrade.
Tracy, I love this, and I'm especially interested in it because I have a 6-year-old, and like, bedtime has always been a reasonably easy thing. We just got lucky, you know, in our house. But these days he's like nonstop. Like, I pick him up from school, he's home, he needs to be outside all day, then we have dinner, and now his new thing is he wants to go for a bike ride after dinner, and he just goes and goes and goes. And I don't want to discourage it because he's active and he's happy, but by the time he finally stops, we get into bed and he's lying there and his brain is going because he hasn't had that downtime and he's processing his day. And it's like, and you can't fault him for it, and he's not misbehaving, but it's like he just can't shut down. So let's be specific. Where in this whole, the greater scheme of the bedtime routine, should we be incorporating things like the mindful meditation?
Okay, so this is basically what I'm suggesting, what I suggest to clients and what I do with my own kids. And it actually, Andrea, is great because it doesn't take really more time than what you would do now. We're just changing the narrative a little bit. So it looks like this. Instead of bath, so first of all, I always recommend baths. I mean, for everybody, all ages, it really helps our body prep for sleep. That drastic body temperature change when you get out of a warm bath helps to kickstart that melatonin and tells your brain that sleep is coming. So bath is great. And instead of having the lights on in your bathroom, have a candle. Candlelit bath. I love lavender. I discovered this amazing lavender candle. So now I light a lavender smelling candle. You know, disclaimer, keep the flames and the candles away from young children.
I was just about to say.
So keep
I'd
it
be a either, nervous wreck.
Yeah, either supervised or in an area that they can't reach that's far away. You know, when they're in the bath, if it's on the counter, you know, near your toothbrush or something, you're fine. And so just that reduced light already is helping us in a biological level to wind down and to sleep, right? So lose the regular lighting, go for candlelit lighting. And then Hello Bello sent me this amazing bubble bath. So it's called Nighttime Sleep Suite collection. And I love it because it's all organic and it has just beautiful essential oils in there. So I make a bubble bath. We do the bubble bath. And then what I do is I have Headspace. You can use whatever meditation app might be on your phone. And I pulled up actually specifically in Headspace. I love it. It's so cute. If you type in kids aquarium, it's this great little guided meditation. Specifically, that one is like ages, I think, 6 to 9 or 9 to 12. I can't remember exactly, but they have a whole bunch. And you know, you're having casual conversation with your child, but this guided meditation is playing in your bathroom. And it actually has the children like, let's take a deep breath. And so, you know, they take the deep breath and you can do it with your child.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
yeah.
Not only is your child taking the deep breath, but when you're demonstrating, guess what, mom or dad, you are also being forced to take these deep breaths. And imagine, like, you want to create your bathroom to and your bedroom to now, like, it should feel like how you feel when you walk into a spa. So basically, really quickly, after the bath, you go into the bedroom. You have a nice, I like the Himalayan salt lamp, which gives a nice orange glow. I spray this beautiful essential oil spray called Settle Down. So the whole room is amazing. And then instead of, you know, just talking and fighting, you play another app. And the app is a guided meditation for kids specifically. And so it allows time for just that relaxing, rekindling, and it's fabulous. And for your story, do it before the bath. Story and brush teeth before the bath, and then you start. Yep.
Oh, interesting. But let me ask you, Tracy, at what point should we stop the activities and the cycling and the playing outside? How long before we're expecting our kids to go to sleep do we need to stop the activity?
You know, it doesn't matter. As long as your bedtime hour is correct, your kids can be playing outside and riding bikes up until that, because the start of your bedtime routine is where the relaxation is going to come in. It's going to wind them down from the activity.
And let me quickly ask you, how long should a bedtime routine be typically before it goes on and on and on?
Yeah, I mean, it's very personal for me. What's important, and you know this, Orla, as long as the bedtime hour is right, if you want your bedtime routine to last an hour, it can last an hour. So you're just going to start an hour before your ideal bedtime, right? So if your child needs to be in bed by 7, if you want to do an hour routine, then start it at 6.
No, I want to do it as quickly as possible. Well,
it was a 5-minute routine.
I want the 5-minute option.
Yeah, it could also take as quick as 30 minutes.
Melody, you know? Fast.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you've got 4 minutes left. Let's
Hurry
go.
Up your meditation.
Yeah, but when it's enjoyable, then you don't mind, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but when it goes on for 2 hours, it starts to have a negative effect on me.
No. It should never be 2 hours. That I will tell you.
Oh my God. Well, that's why.
45 minutes is good. Yeah, 30 to 45 minutes is good.
Just before we let you go, you're launching Bedtime in a Box. Tell us exactly what that is. Hopefully it will answer all our prayers.
So because of this, people have been asking, well, where do I get that? And what do I use for this? And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to put it all in a box. And so I curated a box. And I mean, I'm a sleep consultant. I'm not a box curator, but this is very specialized and near and dear to my heart. So I sourced it. It's been a little project that I'm super excited about. And I curated all the products that I use in this bedtime routine. And it comes with a little instruction card. It's really cute inside. And it's called My Bedtime Box. And it has the candle. It has the Himalayan salt lamp nightlight. It has the bubble bath and the cream and the essential oil spray. And it's everything you need with all the instructions laid out there for your upgraded bedtime routine. It will be on my website, sleeptightsolutions.com, or on Instagram, it's just at sleeptightsolutions. They can send me an email. It's not up on the website yet, so this is like pre-sale, but they can always just send me an email and get one as well.
Great. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you. That's sleep expert Tracy Brownstein from Sleep Tight Solution. And thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday with us. We'll be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Now Trending Show. You can also listen to this show and previous segments on our podcast. Go to cjad.com, click on shows, scroll down to find Now Trending. Stay healthy and safe, folks. Have a fabulous week.